We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
I see the triangle, right? I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe The Breakfast Club would be black.
Impact in the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call this Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Yee, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up, get out of bed, and listen to The Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning, Angela Yee. Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
It feels very sparse in here today.
What does sparse mean? Like not people not here?
Yeah.
It does feel empty. It feels like somebody cleaned up in here and decluttered this situation or something.
I don't know about that. It still looks a mess.
It does.
It's just that there's a lot of people not here.
Yeah, it feels...
Where's Envy?
He's running late. You didn't see the picture he sent?
No, he sent a picture?
Yeah, he was on the highway.
A lot of people
it was
send
a
picture to show you that they're running late. Like, we don't believe you.
To prove
we
that...
We see that you're not here.
Yeah, to prove that, you know, they're not just effing around. That's all.
Oh, Route 3 is shut down, he said.
I
just take a picture.
Listen, how was your day yesterday?
Let me save this in case I needed to say I'm running late somewhere one day.
Hilarious. How was? But you don't live in Jersey, so it wouldn't even make sense.
You can't tell where it is.
Yes, you can.
It's like the highway.
How was your day yesterday?
My day yesterday was pretty good. I went to a real estate, I guess it was a mixer. My real estate attorney, who I love, he does a great job for me.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little mixer yesterday, so that was cool.
Absolutely. Listen, nothing humbling like smelling the inside of your mask, especially the cloth mask. I want everybody out there, you know, if you feel like you need any humbling this morning, just smell the inside of your mask. I'll wait until about noon and
Mine
smell the inside
good.
Of your mask. I don't believe you.
It does. It smells like lotion. And it
no,
does.
Impossible.
But the only time I have a mask, one mask that didn't smell good because I ate pizza and then I put the mask on.
Exactly.
And it smelled like pizza.
It's unbelievable. You know what I mean? It's a lot of us been walking around, you know, with not so fresh breath for years. You know, you may brush 3 times a day, but just make sure you keep your gum and your Tic Tacs and some mouthwash on you because, boy, we be needing them refreshers throughout the day based off what these masks be smelling like.
Also, please make sure you floss. That's very important.
Definitely floss.
Flossing is the reason a lot of people get, if you don't floss, it's
That's
how people
right.
get cavities. There'd be some food stuck in between your teeth.
That's right.
Then it rots out your tooth. Then it decays.
That's
so make
right.
sure you guys floss. And I don't like when I'm speaking to someone and I can see they haven't flossed in a long time.
That's
and you
right.
see in between. Go look in the mirror right now. Look in between your teeth and see if you see, like, white caked up.
That's right.
Stuff.
And you can't be a chicken lover and not floss. Because I guarantee you them chicken shreds get between your teeth. God damn it.
Good morning,
right.
guys.
Oh.
Good morning.
I see you had some traffic this morning.
2 accidents on Route 3, which was crazy. Route 3 is the way that I get to work. There was an overturned truck and then a bad accident. And this was the first morning when I was talking to my wife on the phone. She was up, so we were just having a conversation. And I didn't put on Waze, so I just got stuck in that traffic. Because Waze is my traffic savior, but
and salute to everybody in other states who have no idea what the hell we're talking about when we're talking about Route 3.
No, well, that's the way they get to work. That's the road I take to get to work.
We're in the New York, New Jersey tri-state area.
Yeah, that's the way I get to work. So it's a lot of traffic. Let me shout out to everybody in Queens College. I DJ Queens College yesterday. This is the first time students were back on campus, so they had like a big shindig on campus. And the funny thing about it, the first party I ever did was Queens College when I was a teenager. And
I'm assuming Queens College is in Queens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the first party I ever did, and I stank it up, whatever it was, when I was a teenager.
Oh, some things don't change.
Shut up. So Clue actually got me that party, and I stank it up, so I had to DJ yesterday, so it was my redemption. So shout to the students at Queens College. Had a good time.
Queens College in Queens, New York.
That's right.
That's the place where Eddie Murphy and Simi were coming to America.
That's right, Queens. Looking for a queen from Queens. Now, Isaiah Rashad will be joining us this morning.
That's right. He's got an album out right now called, is it an album or is it just a project? I can't tell with these artists.
I don't know. I call it an album.
Okay. It's called The House Is Burning.
A body of work is coming out today. Mm-hmm. Whenever it's coming. It's out already.
It came out already.
Came out last week.
Out already.
So I think it was before last, actually.
Yeah, it came out before that.
Mm-hmm. And then we got Front Page News. What are we talking about?
Why is it so hot?
It is hot in here, right?
I'm not hot. Let's talk about COVID. U.S. COVID cases among this group of people have surged to one of the highest rates of the pandemic, and experts are warning it could get even worse.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, House Democrats on yesterday passed a voting rights bill that's named after John Lewis, the John Lewis Voting Rights Bill. And so now that has to go on to the Senate, where it's going to have a tough battle. But all the Republicans in the House voted against it. So it was 219 to 212. There's steep opposition in the Senate, where Democrats hold a very small, thin majority. Now, here is what Joe Biden has to say about the House passing that act.
I also want to thank everyone who voted to support the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. It's an act to restore and expand voting protections, to prevent voter suppression, and to secure the most sacred of American rights, the right to vote freely, the right to vote fairly, and the right to have your vote counted. The House is active. The Senate also has to join them to send this important bill to my desk. And the Senate has to move forward on the People's Act, critical legislation to protect our democracy and the right to vote. We need both of those election bills.
Yeah, I really don't even understand why they celebrate things like this, because they know it's not going to pass through the Senate. Like, hope is not a political strategy, but it seems to be for Democrats. So let's hope the Senate passes it.
Well, the legislation would require states with recent histories of discrimination to get federal preclearance to change their voting laws. And in addition to that, you know, he also talked about other things that didn't pass before, like the For the People Act. That split along party lines, so it was short of the votes that were needed. But some of the things that would happen is would it expand access to the ballot box. It would create automatic voter registration across the country by registering eligible voters whenever you interact with government agencies. So that would also restore the voting rights of formerly incarcerated and expand early voting and modernizing the country's voting system, which we definitely need.
Yeah, let's hope Republicans in the Senate who clearly are for voter suppression support the bill that's against voter suppression.
All right, now, U.S. COVID cases among children have surged to one of the highest rates of the pandemics, and experts are warning that it may get even worse. So after a decline in early summer, they're saying these child cases have increased exponentially, with more than a four-fold increase in the past month. Children ages 5 to 11 are the next group in line that will be eligible to receive the COVID vaccine. And an updated emergency use authorization from the FDA would make at least 28 million additional children eligible to receive that vaccine, according to data.
Mm.
All right, that is your front page news.
Yeah, that's still scary to me, though.
It is. I also want to tell doctors, man, please update your consent forms. You know what I mean? A lot of folks went to get shots yesterday because, you know, the FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine, and the COVID shot consent form still say the vaccine isn't authorized by the FDA. So, doctors, I encourage you to please update your consent forms, especially when you know people already have hesitancy towards the vaccine. You know, you imagine going into a room and, you know, you think you're going to do a deal, but the contract doesn't say what the you've already negotiated.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they're saying the booster shot you get after 8 months or 6 months?
Eight.
8 months. Okay. All right, so I got to get mine in December. All right, well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Tasha again.
Hey, Tasha.
Get it off your chest, mama.
Okay, one, Friday I wanted to call. I want to send healing energy with Charlamagne's. I'm giving him a booster shot with his healing energy for the lady that lost her husband.
Word.
She gave me life, and I wanted to praise my husband as well. I love him. We've been together for 15 years. Well, we've known each other for 15 years. We've been through a bunch of stuff. We're still together. We have a 2-year-old daughter. And I just want to put that out there. I actually told him this when I couldn't get on the radio Friday. So I told it to him. And I'm good.
That's love.
That is love. I love it. And second thing I wanted to say was, this is New York City. Why the hell people like on their cars so goddamn bright?
That's a new thing. I ain't gonna say new thing. They've been doing it for like the last 15 years. They got the highlights, whether it's
because all these newcomers coming to New York City. This is the
newcomers, man. They changing lights on their cars, man. You stop it, man. You can't blame it on out of towners. What's wrong with you?
What you mean? Why we can't blame it on the out of towners?
Y'all sitting there, y'all gonna sit there and tell me Puerto Ricans ain't been having lights on their cars all these years in New York?
They don't be driving the streets of New York with them brights on, though.
Yes, they do. They got mad lights. The P lights, annoying. The underlights, all those lights. Yes, they do.
No, she's talking about the high beams, though.
The high beams, not the regular light. The regular light is bright. The high beams.
Some of these cars do that by themselves, though.
Yeah, they come on by themselves.
Yeah, mine does that all the time. I be turning it off and it pop right back on.
On your 1999 Cadillac Escalade?
I don't have a Cadillac Escalade.
What you have now?
Charlemagne.
A Prius. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
How many yo's do you say in the morning? Or is that just a thing until your breath runs out?
I do it until like my brain starts to hurt.
So,
that's when I stop.
Keep going.
I really love it. Good morning, everyone. I love you guys. Y'all give me life while I'm working 5 to 9.
Thank
all
you,
right, mama.
Appreciate you. Sending you healing energy as well.
Those are good hours.
And good luck with those high beams. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's Rain, man. How y'all doing?
What's up, bro? Get off your chest.
I want to say congrats to the 10 years, too, man. Y'all been holding down for the culture.
Sure, it'll be 11 this year.
11 this year, yep.
11, yeah. Charlamagne, y'all probably don't remember. I called about a month ago about the children's book, but I never thought about talking to you because you have a publishing company, right?
I have a book imprint called Black Privilege Publishing through Atria Simon & Schuster.
Right, right. And I hit you on IG. I don't know if you check your messages, man, but I hit you up. I just wanted to get some literature from you. If you can, check that. And real briefly, I hit you too, Envy, about some DJ stuff, man. It's kind of personal. So if you could check your IG, man, I hit you on that too, brother.
Okay. I'll check it out, brother.
That's interesting, too. I'm glad you said that, because I bought in a box of Anita Kopach Shallow Waters this morning. And I got a box of Tamika Mallory State of Emergency. So, you know me. If y'all want some books, hit me up. I'll mail them out.
Yeah, well, what I wanted to do was just work with you on the publishing. So, before we get these books out, I wanted to see what the pricing and stuff was. But I inboxed you, man, and I inboxed Envy, too.
All right, my brother.
R-E-E-M, y'all. Check me out.
All right, bro.
I love y'all, Pete.
Love you too, King.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Gordon. How y'all doing? Good morning.
What's up, Gordon? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, my past caught up with me. This weekend, I went on a date with this girl I met on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Started drinking. She started talking about her friend. She was graduating. She told me her friend's name, and I'm like, damn, I know her.
Uh-oh.
I kind of hooked up with her 2-3 years ago.
Why would you admit to that? Why?
Because she asked me, listen, Charlamagne, I used to be married, got divorced. I said, from now on, I'm telling the truth, because she was going to send my picture to her friend regardless. So that she want to hear the truth from me.
Right. You would rather you be straight up. That's how you start up a relationship, exactly. Being honest.
Yeah, but what if her friend might not even say nothing? Like, that's one of those things that's one of those things you tell if asked. Like, if she says, yo, did you hook up with my friend?
But
then
if
you
he
say
didn't
something.
Mention it, and he, right. She done showed the picture, and then he never mentioned it, and then she got to ask.
He look crazy.
That's
yep.
Weird.
Because I highly doubt
like,
her
why
friend.
Why didn't you say something? And then you're like, you didn't ask.
Well, did you score?
I did, but then it got awkward because the next time we were supposed to do it, she was like laying on top of me and started asking me, was she better if she came here right now?
That's your fault. That's what you get for volunteering unnecessary information. That's your fault. Volunteering unnecessary information.
Clear. I go to sleep well every night. I'm good.
Yes, yeah, so I encourage you to continue to be honest.
All right, man.
Be honest if somebody asks you. Like, that's just volunteering information.
Well,
like,
he figured it was going to get out anyway, so you might as well get ahead of it.
And it probably wouldn't have. Why are you telling that woman business?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Sandra, the Haitian therapist.
Hey, Sandra.
Hey, sac passe.
Ma poule. Well, first, I want to talk about two things. One, the earthquake that happened. You know,
horrible.
Very traumatizing. Sometimes I feel like a little bit of privileged guilt because I'm doing well over here. And no matter how much I give, I feel like it's never going to be enough.
Totally understand. Yeah.
I want people to donate to this organization. She built the hospital from the ground up, you know, for years. I've been supporting. It's the CHS Foundation, so the_CHS_Foundation.
Okay.
And then the second thing is the whole Boosie and his gay agenda thing. Now, me and my colleagues see about 100 kids a month in the emergency room for being suicidal and depressed. And I can tell you not one of them talked about Lil Nas X being one of the contributing factors to it.
Right.
And I wanted to know, like, what is it with the, you know, the gay designers out there, Versace, Valentino, Tom Ford, they don't have an agenda, and rappers are always wearing them and rapping about them. That's not an agenda. That's
of course they got an agenda. Their agenda is to get people to wear their clothes and buy their clothes.
But it's not a gay agenda. You
it's
know,
definitely
when
not.
The rappers rap about Versace and Tom Ford and Alexander McQueen and Yves Saint Laurent, Valentino, Michael Kors, all
right.
Gay designers. And that's fine. That's not an agenda.
It's okay to wear the clothes. Right.
They have no problem wearing the clothes and bashing you for not wearing the clothes.
Now, I will say now, if Versace came out with a jacket that had a dick on the back, they would complain about that.
I think if the dick was in Swarovski crystals, they
would wear that. You're right.
Well, Charlamagne, would you wear designer with a penis on the back?
Depends what it meant. Depends what it meant.
What you mean?
What if it said SMD racist? SMD to all bigots. It just depends on what it meant.
So you would wear a penis like on a hat on your head or
it
something?
Depends what it meant. Okay. Symbolism is important. Depends what the messaging
is. Exclusive, and then everybody's going to want it. If they say, we'll make only five of these a year, everybody will wear it.
You're right. Everybody will want it.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Sandra.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to make you one, bro.
You make
sure. Penis on your back or your forehead?
It would have to have the right symbolism.
I got you.
That's all.
I got you.
What is it representing?
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, Megan Thee Stallion having some more issues with her label and releasing music. We'll tell you what happened and how it got cleared up.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time. What's going on?
Rumor report, rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Megan Thee Stallion was planning to release a remix of BTS's Butter that was supposed to come out on Friday, but in a new court filing, she says her record label is preventing that song from being released. According to these documents that were filed yesterday, she submitted a petition against her label, 1501 Certified Entertainment, and its CEO, Carl Crawford. She says they're preventing her from releasing the song. And so if she's not allowed to do that, she said it's going to hurt her on an international level. But now the judge has cleared for her to release that. So she's back to getting everybody ready for her song with BTS.
I don't know the ins and outs of her deal, but I don't understand why they would block music from coming out. I mean, if the record streams and it does well, don't they get paid as well?
Yeah, I believe it was something that he said that he didn't feel like it would be good for her image. It would do irreparable damage to her career.
The label's not really involved anymore. Right now, it's just a piece of paper. Her career is doing well. Just let her do her thing.
And, you know, she actually sued them last year for preventing her from releasing her EP, Sugar. And she got a temporary restraining order. And she's still under contract, though. So
seems a little spiteful now.
She also says that they're preventing her from releasing that. And it violates the rules that were outlined in last year's temporary restraining order. They can't prevent her from releasing music. Now, Carl Crawford wrote, "Even when I lose, I still win. Don't let that go over y'all head."
And can a label do that just because they don't like the record? Because I read that they just don't like the record and they don't think it's a good look for her.
But it's not that choice. They're not really in her career like that anymore. She don't F with the label.
I mean, it's clearly her choice if they got some paperwork that says otherwise.
But they cleared it, though. They let it go out. But they get paid regardless. So like what he said, when he loses, he wins. Yeah, because if the record streams well, they're still going to get paid. But let her be her. Let her do her career. She's doing a great job at doing it.
And how can you pick and choose what may or may not work for an artist? Because it may be a record you don't like and you think it's not a good look, but it might blow up and be a great
exactly.
look for her. It's just, it's just music.
And if it doesn't work, you know what? Put out another record.
Well, it feels like it's personal.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. All right. Now, Chloe from Chloe and Halle is going to make her solo debut on the VMA stage. So it's cute because the two of them, Chloe and Halle, have been together so much. But as of late, we see they've both been doing their own thing. And so now she has a solo album coming as well. They did reveal that she'll be performing individually. And there you go. Her
Chloe the one that be dancing on the gram, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They both do, but...
So the one that did the Busted Challenge and then everybody went crazy.
I think they both did. She's the older one, all right?
Yeah, she's the older one.
The older one.
So I love it, though. I love that. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was interviewing both of them, they were in different places and they were, like, about to cry from not being around each other because they're so used to being together.
What happened to that damn live-action Little Mermaid movie that one of them was supposed to be starring in?
That was, that was Halle, but she did it. She was posting pictures and everything, so maybe we just haven't seen it yet.
Mm.
She's been working on it. I don't know. All right, now Quavo and Sweetie, some people are saying they're back together. And there's rumors that they've been spending some quality time together. They broke up about 5 months ago. It was very public. Neither one of them have confirmed this, but people are saying that it looks like they're spending some quiet time. So maybe the two of them are back together. You never know. And Busta Rhymes has been criticized over this anti-mask rant that has resurfaced. It was comments that he made back in June 19th. He said it was his second show in front of human life in the last 15 months. And here's what else he said.
This is my second show in front of human life in the last 15 months. COVID could suck a dick. All these little weird-ass government policies and mandates suck a dick. I'm trying to take our civil liberties away. No human being is supposed to tell you can't even breathe freely. F*** your mask. I come from a time where before I used to even want to holler at a chick, I used to have to do shit with my face to let her know that I'm into her. All of that energy gets blocked when your mask is on.
Why did that go viral yesterday?
I don't know.
Like, everybody be talking about agendas being pushed. Like that was clearly weaponized for something yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, why?
I don't know. You know how things resurface on social media and then it just goes viral? Well, that was one of those things.
Listen, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but we got to be self-aware enough to know when our opinion could be dangerous. When it comes to masks or vaccines or mandates, whatever it is, we simply don't know. Like, we know there's a disease out there.
Right.
People are absolutely getting the disease. People are dying from the disease. And to tell people not to protect themselves from said disease is socially irresponsible. And what I would ask Buster is, what's the other option? If you're saying F masks, well, then what?
Just
be out here raw dogging air, potentially getting sick. Like,
yeah, that's it.
No, that's not the way. Like, and by the way, if he feels that way, cool. But that, you know, that's his.
Don't tell other people.
Yeah, yeah.
But I
also, you know, I don't agree with what Buster says. But you know, dealing with the CDC and everything they say is kind of difficult because they say something different every time.
I don't care.
Remember
about
when
the
they
CDC.
Said double mask up one time?
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
I
do remember that. I remember when they said don't wear a mask, but guess what? I don't care about the CDC. My thing is we know that it's something out there. So we have to protect ourselves against it in some way, shape, or form. So if it's not mask, what is it? Mm-hmm. If it's not staying home socially, you know, what is it? That's what I would want to know.
Just don't breathe.
I mean.
All right. Now, Stephen A. Smith, he is going to be having rotating guests as his host on ESPN's First Take as Max Kellerman is leaving. He's going to be doing a larger radio role. And so now we'll get to see how that goes. So First Takes, they have not detailed the changes that are going to be made, but they said the new format is expected to feature Saves a co-host, and that will be revealed soon. So we'll be able to see that.
I like Max on First Take, but I have no problem with the revolving co-host because I do like to see Stephen A. Smith debating against different people every day. I do.
And Stephen A. Smith is dope at radio. I did radio with Stephen probably about 15, 16 years ago.
Stephen A. Smith is a dope talent, period. He's a beast.
Another station, and he's dope. He's dope.
And he also just guest hosted Jimmy Kimmel Live, and so that's one of the many people that have been stepping in
and
as a
sports.
Substitute during Kimmel's summer sabbatical. Yeah, he has his own show.
He was able to talk about everything.
He actually right now does interview people that are not even in the world of sports as well.
So yeah, I was on that show. That's on the ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus, yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks like he's gearing up for his own talk show at some point, like a late night show. And now he does have 4 years left on his 5-year, $60 million contract with ESPN. But you can see what that ultimate goal is. And they're saying that he did want Max Kellerman off First Take for years. It wasn't personal, according to sources. They said Max Kellerman has a smartest guy in the room attitude, and Smith wanted more of a debating challenger. And
wait a minute, Stephen A. Smith don't have a smartest guy in the room attitude. You have to have that to be on those type of shows, don't you? Like, you got to go on there with confidence and absolutely make people believe you know what you're talking about. And they do. It's not like Max and Stephen don't know what they be talking about.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Now, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about Afghanistan. And Joe Biden says we are going to keep this deadline.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. Now, Samsung is blowing people's minds right now. The new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G literally unfolds into a tablet. And the new Z Flip 3 5G folds to fit in the palm of your hand. Insane. Pre-order yours now at Samsung.com. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Nobody says good morning back anymore.
Good morning.
All right. Well, let's get into front page news then. We'll be starting you.
All right. Well, Joe Biden was speaking at the White House, and he was talking about the mission in Afghanistan, and he said it will depend largely on cooperation from the Taliban. He said he's asked military leaders to be ready with contingency options to adjust that August 31st deadline if it becomes necessary. Here's what he had to say about withdrawing by that date.
We are currently on a pace to finish by August the 31st. The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops, but the completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out. In addition, I've asked the Pentagon and the State Department for contingency plans to adjust the timetable should that become necessary.
Now, the Taliban also said they would not allow Afghans to leave the country and warned that the U.S. has to stick to that exit deadline. In the meantime, an estimated 5,000 people are waiting for evacuation flights inside the airport, and the vast majority of them are Afghans.
Yeah, now, I saw that. I saw what the Taliban said. If they're not out by August 31st, they was going to bring some smoke. It's like when your mom said, you better have this room clean by the time I get back.
All right. Now, there are still a lot of it's a dangerous place to be. And here's what Joe Biden had to say about ISIS-K.
I'm also mindful of the increasing risks. They're real. The longer we stay, starting with the acute and growing risk of an attack by a terrorist group known as ISIS-K, an ISIS affiliate in Afghanistan, which is a sworn enemy of the Taliban as well. Every day we're on the ground is another day we know that ISIS-K is seeking to target the airport and attack both U.S. and allied forces and innocent civilians.
ISIS-K, they got to start giving these people more gangster names. ISIS-K sound like an American girl, though. ISIS-K? Like the name of an American girl, though? ISIS-K? Like, no, you got to start giving these people more gangster names.
Like what? What kind of name would you
have? I don't know, but something other than ISIS-K.
ISIS already is scary.
That's what I'm saying. Put something evil at the end of ISIS, not a K.
Like what?
All right, but
every gift
very,
begins with K, don't it?
It's a very serious situation.
Can we show for ISIS killers?
Oh, see? now you're talking.
See?
Now, K-I-L-L-A-Z, now you're talking.
All right, now the CEO of OnlyFans is saying the site would absolutely allow porn again if the banks agree to pay creators. So right now they said they're at the mercy of banks that refuse to do business with them. And the founder and chief executive, Tim Stokely, placed the blame for that move to ban sexually explicit content as of October 1st on some of those major banks. He did an interview with the Financial Times. He said the change in policy, we had no choice. The short answer is banks. And he also said that they will cite reputational risk and refuse our business. So OnlyFans, again, October 1st, that's it. They have to ban porn after that, but they will still allow creators to share photos and videos that contain nudity. But again, no more porn.
Why do I need OnlyFans for porn? Like, go.
Because you can actually speak
get
to people.
Get your favorite person that you like. So you can get your Instagram
and
model.
And then you can have them send you,
whatever,
like,
dude you want to check out. You could go to his page and actually log in and see whatever he does.
Yeah, but they not doing as much as what's happening on Pornhub.
Yeah, but they can also send you private videos. You can request things that no one else has. They can do personalized videos. It's kind of like
Cameo. So if there's one person I like,
kind of like Cameo.
Okay, so if there's one person I like on OnlyFans, I can like engage with that person.
Yes. Right. Like right now you're infatuated with Morris Chestnut, right?
So, I'm not infatuated with
Morris Chestnut has an OnlyFans. You could pay, you could subscribe, and you can hit him and say, hey, can you send me a picture of your bald head?
I'm not infatuated with Morris Chestnut. Morris Chestnut is always, you know, hitting me, telling me how much people mistake him for me.
That's a damn lie.
I don't have to lie. Do I scratch you as the type to just tell a lie like that on the radio? Why would I do that?
Yes.
Show us the messages.
I would never do that. I don't have to share these things.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He actually said that when he came to the Breakfast Club one time, but you know, y'all act like y'all didn't hear that.
We didn't hear that.
Of course you did.
No, we didn't.
Of course.
Play the audio.
I will. Get the audio, Dan.
Morris Nutchest.
No, play when Joe said it.
Joe never said that.
R&B singer Joe.
Oh, R&B singer Joe. No, he never said that.
All right, when it comes to OnlyFans, by the way, it was founded in 2016. They said they have more than 130 million registered users and over 2 million creators, according to the owner. He said, we pay over 1 million creators over $300 million every month. And making sure that these funds get to creators involves using the banking sector. And because several banks have cut off OnlyFans from making wire transfers, that has made it difficult to pay creators.
You know, it's just so crazy that I get shamed because Morris Chestnut looks like me.
It's not like
it's my fault God put both of us on the same conveyor belt at the same time.
You know,
for people who actually like Morris Chestnut, they're like, do not insult that man.
It's just disrespectful. It's not my fault. Okay.
All right. Well,
blame God.
Is your front
page. You don't look
nothing like
him.
This greatness.
Bro, you don't look nothing like him.
No, he looks like me.
No, he doesn't. Mm-hmm. No, y'all don't look nothing alike.
Who's more handsome to you, Envy?
You look like Morris Chestnut.
That's a great question.
Morris Chestnut.
I don't believe you.
Morris Chestnut.
I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I don't believe you believe that.
You like the bootleg version.
Oh, all so right. But you're saying I do look like a virgin, is
no.
What you're saying.
He might
be saying he's more like a lower grade.
You're saying I do look like a virgin.
No.
No.
You can go on Canal Street and get a fake Louis bag that it's Louis.
Just call
it
him a
still
fake
looks
Louis
like
bag?
A Louis bag. Okay. It's still a Louis bag. The fact that you can see it and say that's a fake Louis bag, that means it looks like a Louis bag. So if you look at me and say, that's a fake Morris Chestnut, you're still saying that guy looks like Morris Chestnut, but he actually looks like me.
All right, whatever well, let's move on from this.
All right. When we come back...
we agree to disagree.
Yeah, TDE's own Isaiah Rashad will be joining us. So we're going to kick it with him when we come back. You don't look nothing like him. He's tall, dark, and handsome, and you're short.
Dark and handsome. Say it! No. Nigga, say it!
No, Isaiah Rashad, when we come back, is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got special guests in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Isaiah Rashad, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
How you doing, my brother?
I can't call it. Everything's good.
I'm asking genuinely, how are you?
Oh, everything's good.
Everything good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Healthy. The house is burning.
Healthy. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, figuratively.
So the house is burning. What do? Do you get your things? Do you try to save everybody? Do you get out and build a new house?
I mean, I think that's up to the person individually.
What do you do?
What I do, I pack up and leave. I ain't afraid of change.
You wasn't talking about your real house.
No.
Jesus Christ.
My homies know. The homie know. Actually, it was crazy. No.
What are you doing? Your house is burning.
The homie who did the title track, his house did burn down like 2 days later.
Wow.
After this. So
it's your fault. Because you spoke into existence. It's power in the tongue, Isaiah.
It is power in the tongue, but it's more so, you know what I'm saying, prayers to him.
Absolutely.
I don't even know.
How do you think the house is burning is being received?
It seemed to be received pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seems to like it. What you think about it?
I f*** with it. You know what I mean?
Do?
Yeah, even though you know you named the first song after a whack-ass DC villain.
I mean, conceptually, it's pretty good, man. You gotta read the Mr. Miracle comic. The new one. It came out probably like 2018, Tom King.
I don't like DC, man.
It's more so about for the author, man. Okay. Don't worry about the company.
Okay.
How was doing everything during this pandemic? How was that?
It's kind of regular for me. I learned a lot about Instacart.
You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of comics.
Yeah, that was really it. I kicked it with my kids, kicked it with my family. Mm-hmm. I used to be to myself for the most part, so it was refreshing.
What did you figure out during the pandemic about yourself?
I learned how to have fun with myself. Because getting signed when I was like 21, and at that time it seemed like such a big deal, and like felt like I had shoes to fill and stuff. Around this time in my life, I realized I had my own shoes. I was creating, not filling anybody else's steps and stuff.
So. Now, that's how I felt even listening to the project, because when I first heard you back in the day, I was like, you sound kind of similar to Kendrick a little bit, but now I feel like, yo, he clearly has found his own identity.
It was important to do that, but it took time. It made me realize more than anything, because I'm 30 now, that like,
damn.
Man, trying to have flies. It. You feel me? Trying to have it figured. I thought I had it figured out for a long time at 21. Thought I had it figured out at 25. I'm realizing right now I'm ignorant.
Wait till you get our age.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait, dude.
Bruh, I'm telling, because you know what's so crazy? Like, I felt the same way. Then I started going to therapy and, like, you know, doing different work on myself. And it's just like you realize you don't know shit.
Yeah.
And unlearning all of the things that you learned throughout your life.
The trauma.
Woof. It's scary. But I like waking up every day as a blank canvas.
Yeah.
You know?
I can identify with that.
And you've been really honest about going through a lot of things these past few years. So how are you feeling now?
I mean, it's an everyday process. I ain't perfect. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I don't take it as anything. When they asked me what was been going on in my life, it was either I was going to come up with some type of fraudulent shit. I'm going to tell them, like, I'm like, this is what's going on.
People can relate to it.
I was more so felt like I was afraid of people thinking it was redundant, because I'm like, this kind of sounds like what I said I was going through before. But in reality, I never stopped going through all that type of shit. Like, I got therapies now. Mm-hmm. I do therapists and shit. I do the CBT.
Oh, cognitive behavior therapy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That type of shit.
What is that?
It's teaching yourself to be your own therapist to an extent. I'm not a professional, mm-hmm. but it's definitely just practicing every day.
And it helps you a lot?
It helps when you remind yourself to do it.
Mm-hmm.
How difficult was it to start talking to a therapist?
It ain't never been that difficult for me. I think for other people it might be. I just couldn't afford it. I don't ever have a problem coming in and talking to people. Even coming up to places like this, it'd be more about me not saying than saying Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So always, like, I've been talking to her every the past couple of years. We went to rehab. That was cool. Yeah, and you find different types of people who do different types of things and everything. So, and I don't really need to talk to somebody just to constantly divulge about stuff that's going on. I'd be really just needing to, like, get out, make sure I don't have nothing pent up going on.
That's interesting because you a rapper. You know what I mean? So y'all write already. So it's a release.
I don't like trashing nobody. Because if I make a song and it's about this, this, and that, and then they hear it.
True.
And it's like a let's put it out. Open the camera. But then it's like now I'm trashing my baby moms or something. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about my dad or some shit. It was really just personal stuff. And that's also where I tried to get back into poetry and stuff.
Was your baby mom mad at you?
Which one?
Oh, I don't know.
How many you got, raw dog
gold,
Rashad?
The gold digger.
I got like three.
Woo hoo hoo hoo.
How old are your kids?
1, 6, and 8.
Mm-hmm. But this pandemic was, I mean, you was a teacher too, because they had to do classes.
I mean,
why you going low in the chair, man? Why you going low in the chair?
I mean, I'm not a professional.
But when so when it comes to financially being able to take care of it, I think people think you sign a deal, all of a sudden Isaiah Rashad is rich.
Oh, you sign a deal, that's a and then thing. Your mom reminds you of every meal that she ever fed. And then
you might have student loans.
Then you don't even do that. You go buy a laptop and you go buy all this other stuff. And that's just your advance. You don't even know what to do with the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you jack it off on, you know what I'm saying, Ubers, mm-hmm. and stuff. And that's when you're 21. When you're 25, you want to get a crib and you don't need a crib. And you got all your homies with you and you got your kid with you and you all that. And you jack it off doing, getting an apartment. You got mm-hmm. a nice apartment. Now you're drinking and stuff, doing all this other stuff. You're going out. You eating more excessively. And you don't pay your taxes.
You learned a lot, huh? Yeah.
But that was just 25. That was 25. I mean, this is cool. I'm straight right now.
You good now.
I don't even
when they knock on that, don't you hate getting them letters in the mail?
I don't get them letters in the mail. I'm good.
Before,
I ain't answer them letters in the mail. I waited till I could handle them nails.
What's the most you owe in taxes that you don't want to divulge that?
I don't even. Like, we just paid it and just let it be what it is.
Yeah.
It ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how did you get more financially responsible?
Initially, I found somebody I could really trust mm-hmm. who had invested in me, and I put my money up, and I ain't touch it at all.
You want child support?
No, for what? What type of, do people have bad relationships with their kids' moms?
Most
that much?
I'm married, so I don't know.
I fold. I fold. I was wrong probably half their relationship.
Yeah.
So I fold. Just fold, dude. Right. Fold, keep
I'm
it
with
pushing.
You. What you say fold and I call it submitting. We always say that.
I ain't submitting.
No,
hey,
I submit.
Submit to my wife.
That's
when
what
that comes
saying.
To
submit to your, well, I'm married, so yeah.
I'm folding. I'm folding to my mom's. Anybody who got the right to, I'm folding. I'm folding to my mom's.
Submitting.
My grandma folding. It's like, no.
Yeah, submitting.
We not even, we ain't gonna argue about it. It's like, how much do I owe you?
You got Yeah. Don't, I mean, but those are the queens that raised us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those
and
are
the
CEOs
who raised my
lives.
Kids, too. All this standing in the studio, shit, all this
all
that
right.
type of stuff. People be acting like you don't owe your baby moms, you don't owe your kids.
Yeah, right.
You owe them a lot.
A lot.
All right, we got more with Isaiah Rashad. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with TDE's own Isaiah Rashad. Charlamagne?
I saw you tell GQ that a lot of your favorite songs didn't even make Houses Burning.
Is they all singy, jazzy, or like some like 70s soul shit? Mm-hmm. I do a lot of that type of singing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, when I be listening to myself, I got like type of voice to me. It's like not ugly enough to not sound good.
Auto-tune
like, no, like without auto-tune. You know, like mm-hmm. how some, like James Brown didn't have like the greatest sounding voice compared to others. But it was like unique.
Yeah.
It'd be on some of that type of shit, but not like that type of shit.
Gotcha.
You like to experiment with singing, like score.
I mean, I started off singing. And the rappers I like listening to growing up aren't necessarily like how you would categorize my shit. Like Master P, you ain't really throw me along that line.
Right.
That's some type of shit. But that's the type of shit I like listening to. Mm-hmm. Like listening to real, simple, ignorant shit. Just the expectation of a rapper I want to be respected as is like almost a lyrical miracle.
Almost a lyrical miracle.
Like you like Pimp CSO, you did a whole song.
He's like, sometimes he's like almost a lyrical miracle. He has some times where he's almost.
Pimp C be snapping.
He be
I was listening to what was I listening to yesterday? Was it Wood Grain? When he said, I'm a conservative liberal.
See, snapping is like almost a lyrical miracle. Cause be snapping.
Be snapping.
Niggas don't be like trying to hit you with six haikus and, and a triple entendres.
So who fits in the lyrical miracle category to you?
Lupe.
Yes, like, absolutely.
Kendrick.
Absolutely.
Kendrick sometimes. He be snapping.
You think sometimes?
He be snapping so much, like Wayne be snapping. But he be snapping so hard that you think that it's like the delivery on top of the wordplay sound like a lyrical miracle, but then it really just be snapping.
I gotta give Kendrick a lyrical miracle.
But it's kind of disrespectful sometimes, depending on what it is, because it's like he makes some simple sound super complicated.
Give me an example.
I don't know. Most of it to me, I'm a rapper, bro. I be thinking like that. Like, he's like, he be snapping.
Man.
That's why he be on so many different type of grounds of because some can't snap. They can only lyrical miracle.
That's why Kendrick got to drop his album, because he's getting disrespected by Isaiah Rashad and
anyone. Oh, my God. Man, you talking about?
You just said Kendrick ain't a lyrical miracle.
I mean, no, he snaps.
He's trying to walk you down this lane.
Yeah, I look at Kendrick as top tier. Like, Kendrick to me is like,
does a lyrical miracle make you a top tier? A top tier? Yeah, top tier rapper. I'm talking about snapping. Like, can Lupe get on Walk It Out?
The difference between
snapping. You think Lupe could snap on Nuck If You Buck and you want to listen to it? No disrespect.
I'm gonna be honest, Doc might
hop on Nuck If You Buck and like,
yeah, I get you what you're saying. But I don't know if Lupe can do that, but I think when you're that good of an MC, I think he can, but he's gonna
hit in a different way. That snap gonna be different.
If you're that good of an MC, you can snap on anything.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you the reason I feel him.
Like, you look at,
I feel him because of Jay-Z High Remix. Even though I like that verse, by Jay-Z standards.
I ain't saying about Jay-Z.
Don't do it.
But I also feel like Jay-Z tried to follow Juvenile on that with that everything. But there's been many of things where Jay-Z has ripped. Same thing with Biggie. Same thing with K-Dot.
But Juvie might not be able to rip Song Cry.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying. I totally understand what you're saying.
Biggie was one of them who would do everything.
Absolutely.
See, snapping in on some simple like, get on some simple
I'm saying, like, they both, you know what I'm saying?
What about Twista? Let's say Twista.
Twista more be snapping. He be snapping so much that it sounds super complicated, but he be saying like a whole bunch of little words and it just be so many syllables. And sometimes like it be a whole bunch.
I feel like you've had this conversation.
I've been studying these since I was like seven, so I be knowing what they be doing. It's no disrespect to them.
No, I get what you're saying. It's a very interesting conversation.
What about Drake? Last one. What about Drake? Because he'll get on.
He be snapping.
I wouldn't call him a lyrical miracle at all. I say he be snapping.
Yeah, he be snapping. I get what you're saying.
Gotta get on the other side of that too. Pimp Butterfly, he was on that.
That's right.
But on Damn, he was snapping.
I thought he did that on purpose just to show he could snap. Like, I can make these kind of records if you need me to.
He was snapping on like, what's the on Good Kid?
The freestyle.
Backseat Freestyle. He was snapping. Rigor Mortis, he's damn near snapping. It just sound like a lyrical miracle, but he's snapping.
Lemon Pepper Freestyle. I got to bring it back one more time. Lemon Pepper Freestyle. Ross and Drake. He wasn't
snapping.
Snapping
is like right under lyrical miracle.
No, it's not under. It's like a difference between a point guard and a shooting guard. Like, it's not like a one's better than the other. It's a different style.
So you're saying snapping don't have to do with lyrics. It has to do with what you're doing on a track.
Yeah.
Got you. Totally. Yeah, understand.
Not content at all.
Got you.
No.
Makes perfect sense. Because you said Wayne, so that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, Wayne be snapping.
Like, Wayne doesn't, there's not a beat Wayne can't get off on.
He can't get off.
Yeah.
Snap on everything.
Yeah. Is there added pressure on you as an artist now that K-Dot is moving on from TDE?
I found that out after I said I was dissing him on the internet the other day.
So you stayed dissing Dot. This ain't the first time.
I wasn't doing anything.
What did you say that they thought it was
this? I was on the way to my kid's birthday party, and me and her mom had a little verbal whatever. And I know that I couldn't say anything I really want to say, so I said it on Twitter for a second, and I'm forgetting that is watching me. So I swipe it, I delete it. Not about them or anything, but I'm like, damn, this is kind of mean. She's actually going to see this.
What'd you say?
So I said, you're embarrassing us. You're emotional. You're embarrassing us.
They thought it was about
kids. Oh, man.
It's about
talking with you.
And then this was right after he said the thing about
it. I didn't even know he posted that.
So right after he said, this is my last album, excited about this, you posted, you're emotional, you're embarrassing us.
We are at a point in our relationship that now when we do stuff, people look at us.
Yeah.
It's not like, Zay, Shorty, it's like, y'all. And I'm like, now I'm embarrassed. And then I saw that. I got back online and I was like, what are they talking about? And I was like, damn. Then I looked at Top's post and I was like, damn, what's going on today?
Mm-hmm. The house is burning.
Nah. Yeah, yeah. But
I get it. That's hilarious, bro.
Like, no. Then I felt weird. I was like, did these think I was doing that? I asked Matt. He was like, yeah, I think they think you dissed them. I was like, I wasn't.
People act like artists can't walk away from a situation amicably. He probably fulfilled his contract, I'm sure.
They got to do with me.
I get it. It's all TDE. It's all TDE.
No, it's business and it's family.
Yeah, it's business
and family, but that's probably more business than family than anything.
Did you issue an apology?
For what? I didn't do to what? To other people being misconstrued?
That is funny. Is man.
That is different. Yeah, it was. It was, admittedly. But.
But then you took it down, made it look even worse.
I mean, I can't apologize for something I ain't do.
Look like they called you and said, take it down. You took it down.
It was a misunderstanding.
No. I can't apologize for something I ain't do. I took it down because I don't want heat at home. Not because I don't want heat with fans.
But what do you want to play off the house is burning?
Right now? Score.
Score.
Mm. Okay. All right. Listen, I love that you always get her to get an amazing feature, too.
Feel me?
Yeah.
Sizz, and,
she's killed it.
I can never pronounce the brother's name. Black.
Don't call him Slack.
I'd
be wanting to say that.
Don't do that. I hate when people call him Slack.
Black had that high energy on there, too. I love it. That was dope.
All right. Well, it's Isaiah Rashad.
I think that's my favorite song.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yes, sir. This morning, show The Breakfast Club.
Yes, ma'am.
Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. Interviews around here somewhere. That was Isaiah Rashad featuring SZA and Black. I forgot the name of that record. What's the name of that record?
Score
featuring SZA and Black. It's off the House is Burning album. Salute to Isaiah Rashad for pulling up too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, y'all, I got my coffee shop opening on Friday, so it's a lot going on right now.
This Friday.
I know. I don't think it's going to be fully ready, but we'll be able to start.
A soft opening?
Yeah.
Soft launch?
It's a soft launch.
Will you have coffee?
Yes.
That's all that's important.
That's it.
Yeah, you know, but you still want it to be right. But I guess this is how you kind of, when you open a brick and mortar location, you kind of learn how to iron out the kinks.
Yeah, and you just had to deal with a hurricane that damn near hit New York City, so.
You know, it's not open yet.
No, but you had to prepare all week, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been working until like 4 in the morning, so I want to shout out to Layden and his whole team that have been in there nonstop trying to make it happen for us.
Well, congratulations. That's good problems to have.
Yes.
Definitely good problems to have.
It'd be, as you would say, stressful.
Stressful. Stressful in these streets.
But Angela Yee Day is on Saturday. I really wanted it to be open, like, in time for that. So that's why I was really trying to push this deadline.
You got this.
All right.
And if you don't, everything in God's time.
Yeah, no, it is. I'm not, you know, you just want something.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it can't happen, like, the way I, that's fine. You know, it'll happen.
Absolutely. All right. And listen, salute to Anita Kopacz, too, man. Make sure y'all go grab a copy of Shallow Waters, available everywhere you buy books now. That is the second release off my book imprint, Black Privilege Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, indeed. We'll probably do some book clubs and stuff in there, too. It's a nice space in the coffee shop.
Coffee shops are the best place to do that.
Go really well together.
Yeah, that's what Mark Lamont Hill. Mark Lamont Hill got one in Philly.
I actually hit Mark Lamont Hill up because I was like, I want to send you some coffee, so because I know he's a big fan of coffee.
Uncle Bobby's in Philly.
But we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Kanye West is changing his name legally. He kind of wants to be like me.
Really?
Yeah, because I'll tell you why.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Kanye West has filed legal documents in L.A. He wants to change his name to Ye. From Kanye Omari West to just simply Ye. So that's just Y-E.
What's wrong with, you know, just Ye being a nickname? Like why do I got to go to
I like the name Kanye. I feel like he should keep
Kanye
that.
Kanye is hard.
Yeah.
We only know one Kanye. And by the way, we've only known one Kanye before there was a Kanye.
And he wants to also get rid of the West part, too. He just wants it to be just Ye.
I'm not mad at that, though.
Like, maybe he should just do a symbol.
Is his mama name him Kanye? I figured he'd like his name.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That could be part of the reason he wants to change it. It might be traumatic in a way. You know what I mean?
No. I don't.
So we'll see if the judge does sign off on all of this.
Yay. He's still going to be called Kanye, though. I mean, whatever.
That'd be one of those
to each his own. Why do we care?
You call him Kanye, he won't answer to you. It'd be one of those.
Why do we care? God bless him. If he wants to do that, that's on him. Like, why do we care?
We're still calling him Kanye.
Yeah.
Did he change his name to Brother Love?
I don't know.
I don't think he did it legally, did he? No. His name is Sean.
Somebody check on that.
His name is Sean. Mr. Combs. Did he?
All right. Puff. Also, Kanye has his concert happening in Chicago tomorrow. And at that concert,
I love it.
You don't need a vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test.
So. I don't love that.
I was like, wow, you love that? All right. So they're going to admit up to 38,000 fans. That's slashed down from 63,000 people.
So the same event that he did two other times, he's going to do again?
Well, they're saying this one is going to be different.
That's what they said every other time.
No, but I told y'all why. This is actually great.
Oh, boy.
And I love what he's doing because the album is named after his mom. This album is about his mom. He has to build as much anticipation for this album as possible. And the fact he did it twice in the place he was born, and now he's doing one in the place he was raised with his mom. And I heard that they're
doing
building his house.
Yeah, they're doing
the house
a replica. They're doing a replica of the house that he grew up in with
That's
his
incredible.
Mom. So this... You know, and they're saying the album is really going to come out right after that.
I don't believe
time.
You.
You can't just put out a project about your mom in your way. So I respect the rollout that Ye's doing.
Listen, all I know we is did. If Kanye puts his or Ye puts this album out and Drake drops on the same day,
that's
or
disrespect.
Waiting,
that's what Drake should
crazy.
Do. Drake should drop on that.
No.
Oh, you don't
yes,
think he's...
he did? Kanye posted his address. Yes, I would drop on the same. Day. I would drop on the same day.
Now Rick Ross has weighed in. He was on the Mike Muse show and he was promoting his new book, "The Perfect Day to Boss Up: A Hustler's Guide to Building Your Empire." And he gave his thoughts on Kanye versus Drake.
I spoke with Drake last night. I love it. He said everything is unfolding. I'm about to be as free as a bird. And he put the caption with the owl. I understand the genius to both of these artists, and I understand this is nothing personal. This is them two levels of creativity. And to me, it only makes the game that much more genius, that much more valuable.
Right, he also talked about Kanye posting Drake's address online.
Kanye posted Drake's address on the Instagram, but who didn't have Drake's address already?
Me.
It's the only $100 million estate in Canada. So, if you don't understand what's going on, you would have thought that was personal.
That
it
was
really wasn't.
Personal. That was personal. You don't put nobody's address
yeah,
out there.
I do think a lot of people knew where Drake, and it's not like you're going to be able to just get onto his estate anyway.
From the pictures, look close to the street, but mad people didn't know the address. They knew where it was, but
we all
Toronto,
know where Rick Ross live, right?
No.
I don't know.
I know it's Evander Holyfield, though. Yeah, I don't know the address.
I'm sure that if y'all Google it, it'll come up.
Why would I be doing that? That's just strange.
Yeah. The fact you put somebody's address out there like that, where I don't have to Google, I could just look on your page and find it.
I understand what Rick Ross is saying, though. Is like,
I get what he's saying.
Not like a super secret.
No. But it's still lame as hell to put somebody's address out there.
Super lame, and that's why I would drop my album the same day as him.
All right, Rick Ross's new book is coming out on September 7th, by the way.
I got it. I'm actually reading it now.
Yeah, we all got it. Mm-hmm. I think they sent copies for all of us up here.
Salute to my guy, Neil.
All right, now Lil Wayne is gearing up to release 3 albums, according to Mac Main. And he was discussing this in a Twitter Spaces conversation. Here's what he said.
Anybody that's like a Wayne fan, you know that like I'm Not a Human Being 3 is up, coming up soon. Wayne and Rich the Kid have a project together that's coming out soon. Collie Grove is coming out soon with him and 2 Chainz.
All right, so that'll be nice. A whole bunch of Lil Wayne material, just like back in the day.
Hey, as Isaiah Rashad said, Wayne be snapping.
All right, and Travis Scott gifted his daughter Stormy, that he has with Kylie Jenner, a yellow school bus. Imagine that. Just to be rich, does it feel like you're going to school?
Did he use it for the day, or is her bus she gonna park in? Where they gonna park? They gonna park it in the back next to his Ferraris and Bugattis?
Kylie wrote in an Instagram story, "All Stormy has been talking about is riding a big yellow bus. Daddy surprised her." So, yeah, I don't know what they're gonna do with the bus afterward.
They had to rent that.
There's no way they got it.
Man, salute to rich people, boy. Drop on the clues bombs for rich people. I mean, our
some of us would have got a toy bus, a little Tonka.
Forget that. Our childhood is a toy for them, okay? At least I did. I grew up riding the yellow school bus. Okay, that wasn't
the short one.
No, I never rode the show.
That's a damn lie.
I never rode the show.
That's a damn
lie. I was in the classes for a semester because I failed the standard out there. But I never rode the actual short bus.
I never got on it.
Are y'all laughing? Are y'all short bus shaming right now?
I just meant it because you're short.
No. Are y'all short bus shaming? Don't backtrack.
I'm laughing at you. I'm telling you. I'm laughing at
you. So y'all laughing at people that ride the short bus?
I'm not laughing at them. I'm laughing
at you. Nothing wrong with a short bus.
I can't tell the way y'all just chuckled.
I'm telling you.
I'm offended.
I'm offended.
Everybody out there that rode the show bus, y'all should be offended with me. Y'all want to protest?
You want to hug?
No, I don't want to hug. I want to protest, man.
You want to protest?
I want to rally. All right? Let's go, show bus shorties. Meet me in front of the radio station right now.
Song.
I am being shamed up here.
You are a shorty.
I can't wait to see y'all. Will we post the address? You got it.
All right. And Showtime has ordered the Wood comedy pilot based on the movie. The Wood.
Mm-hmm. Great movie.
I'm sure you would love it.
I did. Y'all didn't love The Wood. The Wood was great.
Yeah, of course we did. I think that'd be a great series. So.
I watched The Wood often on weekends. That's a great black movie.
All right. So, yes, that could be amazing if that can happen. And that movie came out in 1999.
Really?
By the way, yeah. So how old is that now? Like 22 years?
I was on the show bus. I can't even do that.
That was just a test. All right. That is your rumor report.
All right.
You failed.
All right.
He's still counting.
I heard y'all scream about a number yet.
I said 22.
She said 22.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
All I know is that you know when you got to close your eyes and open your mouth to count in your head.
Who does that?
Are y'all still show bus shaming?
Yes, we are.
This is horrible.
Oh, close your eyes and open your mouth.
Y'all are offending like a lot of people right now.
99, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003.
I messed up. I got to start over. Yo, who are you giving your donkey to, man?
A woman in Florida named Krista. She needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her. I know a lot of y'all would like to get revenge on an ex, but this isn't the way to do it. We'll discuss.
All right. And up next after that is
Ask
Yee. Get on the phone lines if you got questions for Yee, you need relationship advice or any type of advice. 800-585-1051.
Oh, parking time.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. Now, Samsung is blowing people's minds right now. The new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G literally unfolds into a tablet. And the new Z Flip 3 5G folds to fit in the palm of your hand. Insane. Pre-order yours now at Samsung.com.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, little Duval, donkey of the day for Wednesday, August 25th goes to Krista Thistle. Okay, Krista Thistle. She is 53 years old and hails from the Sunshine State, good old Florida. What does your Uncle Sharla, Brother Leonard, say about the great state of Florida? What do I always tell you about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and this morning is no different. Let me tell you something, man. There's nothing that can gut a man more than a woman. Okay, not just any woman, a woman who knows him. I mean, really knows him. Your mom, a sister, but most importantly, your mate, your significant other, your wife, your girlfriend. See, those partners know us better than we know ourselves. It's very hard to step outside of yourself and really see yourself sometimes. But your significant other, she sees you. She knows everything about you. She knows what makes you tick. But more importantly, she knows what makes you talk. That had nothing to do with anything. I just couldn't think of what the opposite of tick is, okay? What I'm saying is that phrase, I know what makes you tick, means you know what drives them or motivates them. Therefore, I would assume that knowing what makes them talk is knowing what breaks them down. That's not it. Keep the talking of the ticks for young white creators on that social media app. Okay, I get it. All I'm saying is nothing can break a man down like his woman. Okay, they know exactly where to hit you. They know exactly what to say or do that's just going to emotionally and spiritually sting you. Okay, women know how to treat a man like a kid. They know exactly what to take away from us to hurt us. Okay, no TV, no tablet so you can look at the tube of you. Women just know how to hurt us, but they only use those powers when we hurt them. And when we hurt them, oh, look out.
Okay, not too many powers greater in the universe than a woman's power to hurt the male ego. Women have so much influence over how men think, and some of them absolutely know this. This woman, Krista Thistle, absolutely knows it. Oh, she got into it with her ex. And there's a lot of y'all out there who got a case of the ex. Y'all still got hurt and pain over something their ex did to them. Tell the truth. All right, some of y'all right now hoping your ex does the crate challenge so he can fall and almost die. Hell, some of y'all hoping your ex does the crate challenge and you hoping you can come Shawn Michaels Sweet Chin Music kick the crates right from underneath them, okay? Well, we don't want you to go to jail. No need to resort to violence and lose your freedom over somebody you no longer with anyway. But I'm also speaking from the perspective of someone who's not from Florida. See, in Florida, clearly women resolve issues with their exes differently. Let's go to WKMG CBS 6 for the report, please.
A Volusia County woman is facing charges in a disturbing case of animal cruelty. The sheriff's office says this woman, Krista Thistle, threw her ex-boyfriend's cat into the Intracoastal after getting into an argument. Deputies shared this body camera video of her arrest. They say they were called to the Riverwood Park campground in Oak Hill. There, they learned that Thistle and her boyfriend had recently broken up. After the two got into an argument, they say Thistle picked up the cat's crate and threw it into the river. Mm-hmm. Deputies say the boyfriend jumped into the river and saved the cat. We're told the cat was not hurt, doing okay. Right now, Thistle is being held in the Volusia County Jail without bond.
I mean, this is cold-blooded. She didn't just throw the cat into the river. She threw the cat in the river while the cat was still in his cage or whatever. I mean, Jesus Christ. Do we have audio of her talking?
You're gonna throw a cat in the river, you're gonna go to jail.
I did not throw a cat in the river.
Stop resisting.
Tell the truth.
I think he is telling me the truth.
How you throw a cat in the river and then ask the cop, is he insane? Only in Florida. Ladies, tell the truth though. How many of you wish you could do this to your ex? Huh? You ever did something like this to your ex?
No.
I don't believe you.
Keep it moving. That's the worst revenge.
Well, salute to Krista. You know what I'm saying? Krista said, F all the pussy cats in your life. That's right. Not mine. All right? You think I'm going to just let you run around getting all the pussy cats you want and I'm supposed to be cool with that? F you and all your side pussy cats, okay? You want other pussy cats that bad? Well, go get this one out the river. All right? Sad, man. Just sad. This guy jumped into the river and rescued the cat. You know what the cat's name was? Stanley. Okay, Stanley was only in the water for 20 seconds, and when they pulled it out, the cat was wet and shivering, and allegedly the man yelled out to Krista, this cat is wetter than yours. Look, ladies, if you have a problem with your ex, fine, okay, but no other lives should be harmed or hurt in you trying to get revenge, including the lives of animals.
Cats hate getting wet, too.
I know.
You ever try to give a cat a bath? It's impossible.
I thought they washed themselves. I thought
they do, but if you ever try to put them in the water, you know, we had a lot of cats growing up.
Yeah.
And so my parents are taking a stray cat, and you got to kind of, like, wash them for the first time if they're coming in the house.
And they hate it.
They cannot stand it. They will scratch you up. They'll put their claws out so that they don't have to get in the bathtub and try to, like, not get in the water. They do not play. So I know that poor cat was going through it.
Well, if you got a problem with your ex, take it out on your ex only. Mm-hmm. Okay? Please. Yeah. But please don't do anything that can land you in jail. Please give Krista Thistle the biggest hee haw. No.
No, we'll play a game?
No.
Respect the cats.
I know. Play a game.
Why?
This is interesting.
You think you know what race this is, she?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we'll play a game. It's time to play a game of Guess What Race It Is! All right, Krista Thistle of Florida. She was mad at her ex, so she took the cat that was still in the cage and threw it in the river. DJ Envy, guess what race she is!
White.
Angela Yee, Krista Thistle.
White.
She was mad.
We destroy property, but we're not trying to hurt no animals.
I don't know too many brothers that own cats either. Like, I know brothers own dogs, brothers own snakes.
If it was a pit bull,
if you really want to hurt him,
if it was a pit bull, then I'm like,
Rottweiler in the river.
If you really wanted to hurt him, just break the TV or something. Go to the gaming console out the window.
I just don't know too many brothers with cats. You know a brother that got pulled up with a cat? Yo, this is my little cat, Stanley. Nah, I don't know. I see pit bulls. I see Rottweilers.
Hey,
throwing pinches.
Both of you are absolutely correct, but it doesn't matter because she's from Florida. When you're from Florida, it's just Florida.
If you really want to hurt him, put spy software on his laptop and then delete all his emails.
Nigga, what?
I'm just giving people
advice. You said
advice.
Put what?
Spyware.
Oh, I thought you said spice sulfur. I was like, what kind of voodoo is you doing?
Spyware. Sulfur.
Spyware. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just giving like advice.
I'm still trying to figure out. I don't know any black people that own cats. Like a black brother that own a cat. You know what I mean?
I know plenty of women. Black women that own cats.
No, I said black dude.
Yeah, not black men. I don't know no black men that own cats.
We had cats growing up. I'll tell you what cats are good for. Growing up in Brooklyn, it'll make sure that you don't have any mice. Or roaches or nothing like that.
Cats eat roaches too?
Yes, I know cats eat roaches.
They do. They would chase down. In my old apartment, when I would tell my landlord we need to call an exterminator, he would just bring his cat upstairs and the cat would find everything and eat it. That was his exterminator.
You got to do better.
Be like
I'm glad you grew up. you got that sounds horrible.
It's when I was a lot younger. I would call the landlord. I would be like,
I grew up with roaches on my face. That's how you know how many
it's
he
Brooklyn.
Had on his face.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, we need an exterminator. He'd just put the cat upstairs.
Jesus Christ.
Goodness
and
gracious.
He'd walk around with half a roach hanging out his mouth.
Clearly, with no cats in Harlem growing up, Diddy had 15 roaches 15. On his face.
All he needed was a cat.
Jesus.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Ask Ye is next. 800-585-1051. You need relationship advice. Call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call her. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Keisha.
Keisha, what's good? What's your question?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Keisha? What's your question for Ask Ye?
My question is, Keisha, I've been married to my husband for 6 years now, going on 7 years next month. But I have a friend, and he's been taking up, you know, my husband's time. My husband has 2 jobs. He's always on the go. He's never around. You know, he's always on call. He's always on duty. I understand that he has a job to do. But at the same time, it's like he forgot about his family at home, his wife and his kids. So I found somebody else to occupy my time. But at the same time, I'm feeling like, should I just let my husband know, like, what's going on? Should I just move on? Or should I just put my friend to the side and try to work it out with my husband and try to, you know, build up our communication a little bit better and, you know, and try to get some counseling?
Keisha, do you love your husband and want to stay with him?
Yes, I do, but I just need for my husband to spend more quality time with me. Like, he always, I just feel as though he put his job first and not me. So I just need to know, like, where do I stand in his life?
Girl, this man is working 2 jobs to hold it down for the family financially, right? What about you?
But look, at the same time, I have a good source of income, too. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he's just paying all the bills.
Right.
You know, if I was to leave him today or tomorrow, I could hold down my bills and my rent and my off bills on my own.
So why is he working so much?
That's my question that I asked him. Like, why did you need it this second job? Like, your first job, you know, is good. It pay you good. It's a good source of income. Like, why did you need it this second job? Like, you don't want to be home? Or you feel as though you need the extra money, or like what it is. And that's my thing with him. And every time I bring this discussion up with him, it's like he can't ever answer the question.
Right. Is he down to go to counseling?
Go to counseling?
Yeah, is he down for that? Like, have you spoken to him? Like, listen, we need to go to counseling.
I spoke to him about that, and he said he feels as though that he don't need therapy. He don't need for nobody to tell him like what it is that he needs to do in life, that part.
Yeah, because Keisha, sometimes it could be a few different things. I don't know what's going on with him personally. I know you said you make good money with your job. Maybe he feels like as a man he needs to bring more to the table than you do and he's working hard for that. Or like you said, maybe he doesn't want to be home. And instead of him dealing with the issues that he has, he's working all the time so he doesn't even have to deal with them head on.
Uh-huh.
And so it could be something like that as well. I can't really answer what his reasoning is because he won't even answer it for you. So it feels like you guys are having a breakdown in communication and it's like you're filling in the gap with this other guy who is more convenient. He's around. It's making you feel good. And sometimes when you're doing things like that, it makes you not be as mad at your man or at your husband because you have something else that is taking that place. But what you need to do is deal with your main issue. And the main issue you have right now is your husband. You shouldn't be distracting yourself with somebody else, because all that's going to do is delay whatever it is, if there's a resolution. And if that resolution is that y'all go to counseling and work it out, or that resolution is that you're not together, I just don't want to encourage you to do the wrong thing. And now it's going to make it even more complicated for you.
And that's good advice. And I take heed to everything that you're saying, too. Just like before my mother passed, my mother always told me to hold on to him because I would never find nobody that's better. So I'm willing to, go to therapy and work it out. And we need to pick up on our communication a little bit better. We need to be spending more time together. And I'm willing to do that.
Right, because right now you're very vulnerable. So this other man is able to slide in there. And that's just going to make things so much more complicated. If your husband finds out about it, it's really over. Because you guys already have this breakdown in communication for whatever reason. So you need to get to the root of that. But you need to do it in a way that shows him that you love him and you care about him. And all you're trying to do is improve things between the two of you.
Yes.
So I do encourage you to go ahead and what city are you in?
North New Jersey.
Okay. All right. So yes, I do think that you need to find a counselor. And you need to encourage him to go with you, and you need to let him know that this is a positive thing that you feel like you need, because the communication isn't working with you guys together. You need to bring in a professional just so y'all can get on the same page. Okay. And again, we don't know what the root of him working all the time when he doesn't necessarily need to is. So you have to find out what's going on with that. And I think you'll be better off that way, because right now you're throwing somebody else in the mix and something that's already not the way it should be, according to you, and that's not going to make it any better. All it's going to do is make it worse.
True indeed, and that's very understandable.
All right, Keisha. Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Angela Yee. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, girl. Shout out to Newark.
All right.
Thank you, 07111. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. What's your question for Yee?
Well, first I want to say good morning to everybody. Morning. I listen to you guys every morning.
Good morning, Jasmine.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. My question for Yee is, I just recently moved. I live in Florida. I'm not crazy, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
And I just moved to a new location, got a new job, and I recently broke up with somebody after 5 years.
Okay.
And so when we broke up, it was a mutual thing. Mm-hmm. We needed to be happy with ourselves first before we could, move on. Because I wanted to get married, but we weren't at that stage yet.
Okay.
So moving down to where I live now, we're still talking, we're still friends, we're still close. And I'll still visit him every once in a while. And it just feels like, I don't know, it feels like it's still hard to not, be over him yet.
Well, yeah, because you're still talking all the time and going to visit him.
Yeah, but the only thing is, we don't want to, completely let each other go out of our lives, but we want to do our own thing. Like, I want to grow with my company and with me, with my, my profession, and then him too, and then kind of grow as individuals. But it's just hard because, I recently went up there and I found that he was talking to somebody else. And, I'm talking to other people too, but, I don't know. It's just
you either got to get in or get out. That's the thing, right? Yeah. Because I don't know if you're being honest about how you really feel to him. Do you want to be together or do you not want to be together? Because if you're not,
I do. I want him to be the father of my children. I want him to, he's endgame for me. But I know that right now, we both just need to figure out ourselves.
Right.
And I'm hoping that, with time, we'll be we're better as individuals. Now we can be better together.
I just think, Jasmine, you're hurting yourself because you're seeing other people, he's seeing other people, you guys aren't doing anything wrong, but obviously you're not ready for that. And so I do feel like if you break up with somebody, you do have to break, from that person. Mm-hmm. And what that means is it's cool if you want to check in, tell him happy birthday, but you need to stop going to see him. You need to stop talking to him all the time. He shouldn't be the first person you call when you get some news or when you want to share or vent. You've got to, if you're going to close that door right now and really break up, move on. Now, if you guys decide you want to work on things, that's a whole nother story, but you have to have that conversation mm-hmm. because I can't see you being okay with this, and I don't understand why you would want to continue to hurt yourself.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I've asked some people about that too. Like, I talked to my sister about it, and she kind of said the same thing. It's just hard because, like, when you're with someone for 5 years, yeah, like, that's, like, he's my best friend. So
he's
for
your
me,
crutch,
like,
also. Like, you're leaning on that. Yeah. And honestly, like, if you guys get back together, great. But if you don't, let's just say by chance you find somebody you like even more, you're really closing the door on those opportunities because you're trying to figure out what it is that you want to do in the future. You said you definitely want to be with him, but just not now. And you want to grow as a person. I assume that means you want to date other people, right? You want to.
I mean, it's not like I want to date other people. I mean, if it happens, it happens. I'm not out here looking for another boyfriend. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I like to hang out with people and maybe, you know, meet new people. But I'm not really looking to get into any relationship right now because I've lived in one for 5 years.
Right. So, but you still want to have fun and go out and date.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I definitely want to do that and just try, you know, and see what other people are like, you know?
Right. Well, then you have to do that. And part of that is you got to stop leaning on your ex as your crutch. Either he's your ex or he's your man.
Yeah.
All right. Just make sure that's what you want. Just make sure that's what you really, really want.
Yeah, it's hard just because, you know, with the, you know, moving to a new place, don't know anybody here.
Right.
Breaking up with him, starting a new job. It's like been a lot all at once. So
he's
just
your familiar.
Really, really stressful.
Yeah, he's your familiarity, yeah. And you kind of gotta step away from that. You know. Also, it's weird to go. It's weird to go from being the main girl to being feeling like the side chick too. You don't want to feel like that.
Yeah, and it's not even like, I don't know. It was weird. Like, I didn't want to find out, but like the same part, like, I did want to find out because like I want to know. Like, you know, I don't want to be just feeling like a fool going over there, you know, like, and hanging out like when he's talking to other people, but. I don't know. Yeah. He's going to hear this. He listens to The Breakfast Club too, so he's going to call me and be like, what's the heck?
Right. Well, maybe this will make you guys have that real conversation you need to have.
Yeah, maybe have that real. Yeah, you're right. Well, I appreciate you guys so much.
Okay.
You guys are awesome. Love you guys so much.
Good
love
luck, Jasmine.
Back. All right.
Thank you.
Ask ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call ye. Now you got rumors on the way?
Yes, Tory Lanez, he is getting that money. For everybody who's interested in selling NFTs, we'll tell you what he's doing.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Tory Lanez is getting to the money. So he has an NFT album, and it's advertised now as sold out. But you can see a lot of other outlets reselling his album. So it's When It's Dark. And here's what he had to say about his NFT sales.
$1 for the NFTs, right? I sold these to my fans for $1. Some people bought five. Some people bought 60. One of those copies right now is going for $50,000. $60,000. And these are sold. Y'all don't understand what the f*** is going on? Y'all don't understand I just cracked the f***ing industry? No more middlemen. All y'all artists out there, f*** your label. F*** the nigga that's telling you, yo, you gotta wait for this day on Spotify and on this. F*** that. Y'all gonna get paid. And your fans gonna get paid. And they gonna keep coming to you. Why? Because y'all making money together.
So he put out an album?
Yeah, yes. So what okay. It is reports are saying that 1 million copies sold in just 60 seconds. It's the first ever music streaming NFT, according to Tory Lanez.
Interesting. So $1 a pop?
Right, and then they're reselling it. So once it sells out, you resell the NFT. The thing about NFTs is that as long as people are buying it, when you resell it, the owner still gets a percentage. So if they keep on reselling your NFT, you keep on getting paid from it.
And the people that buys it, they keep getting money from it, and Tori keeps getting money from it. And
right. Exactly.
A big happy family or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So it's something to think about now. Mm-hmm. While this is going on and he's celebrating, Cassidy has done a third Tory Lanez diss track. It's called Lullaby, and here's a part of that.
This is cute, but you kept it short like your height, yo. It's all right, though. Your hair look like it got Botox, and your face look like it got lipo. If we fight, bro, good night, bro. I'm teeing off like a typo. Like the right gold and the left hook. Bitch, you could get your last breath took. I can't even live alive. He could get cut or a slug of fly. He might think I'm like them other guys, but I wrote this against a lullaby.
Yeah, Envy Beard looked like he got Botox. Thank you, Cassidy, for that bar.
Definitely doesn't. But it's only a battle if Tory Lanez responds.
Tory did, didn't he?
One time, like 2 weeks ago.
Well, you give him a moment. He's selling NFTs. He'll probably come back around to it.
All right. Now, one of R. Kelly's accusers said yesterday that she was forced to lie and she was coached by him during an interview where she defended him against allegations of sexual abuse. That's when she was on with Gil King. And that was on CBS This Morning. The woman is identified just as Jane Doe 5. She said R. Kelly remained in the room to make sure they stayed on script. He did a cough that he usually does so everyone knows he is there, letting us know that he was in the room with us. Jeez. She also said that she's now 23. She said she was 17 years old when she met him, and he told her that he would help her get a singing career, allegedly. She claims that R. Kelly recorded a sexual encounter with, quote, nephew, and that there was another incident where R. Kelly and nephew went back and forth between her room and another girlfriend's room to have sex with them both. She also said she has not had contact with him since January of 2020. So I guess as punishment, he would make her sleep with somebody called nephew, allegedly.
Yikes.
Yeah. Listen, a lot more going on as this trial continues here in Brooklyn. All right. Future is giving back to Haiti after there was that lethal earthquake that just happened earlier this month. He revealed plans for a benefit concert that is going to be set for September 3rd in Miami. So tickets are going to be available starting at noon today. And he also said he'll have a few surprises in store. So they said there's going to be unnamed friends as part of that lineup.
Future is Haitian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, now DaBaby has joked now about being canceled. He did a whole lot of money freestyle, and here's what he had to say on there.
I'm a big dog and you live against puppies. They think I'm a foe for that moment of money. I'm in control of me, these against puppets. Broke ass niggas. Too bad I'm already having. Too bad I own all my cars and my mansions. Too bad I already made my investments. Cry me a river, I'm over here laughing.
All right, so he clearly is okay with everything that's going on. He still has already paid for all his cars, his mansions, and there you go. That's his, you can listen to the whole freestyle, and he has it starring DaBaby, canceled ass.
I mean, what else is he supposed to do at this point? I mean, like, you know, you're an artist, so artists got to reflect their life, right? So if this is what's going on in his life at the moment, hey, put it in your art.
All right, Jesus and Mero has been renewed for season 4 at Showtime. Congratulations to them.
Drop on the clues bombs for my guys, man.
It's not easy to keep on getting renewed and keep those numbers
hell
going,
no.
So congratulations.
Yeah, congrats to
you. Cesar Romero out here cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Get your request in, and it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Shout out to everybody again that's coming out to my Coachella Detroit. I'm so excited about it. Shout out to Detroit. Shout out to Miami. We're doing something big for the kids. We're trying to make a safe environment where kids can have fun, look at cars, play all the amusement rides, carnival games, and still get candy safe without
candy.
Worrying about the elements. So that is October 30th in Detroit, and then December 12th. In Miami.
What are the elements? Niggers?
You know, sometimes Halloween's not the safest sometimes. People going gotcha. Around and things could be happening out there. This is a safe environment. Kids
it's like mischief night.
Yeah, so makes it easy for parents. They don't have to worry about their kids out and about at night.
True, true, true.
All right, and I'm gearing up. Listen, what's today? Wednesday?
So yep.
I should have my coffee shop opening and then Angela Yee Day all about to happen this weekend. I'm really excited for it and everybody that's coming on board. To support. So that's really dope. And make sure you check out the interview I just did with ABC News Live, where we're actually in the coffee shop. I posted it in my story so you can see what the inside was looking like and, you know, everything that we have going on.
You should do a crate challenge in front of your coffee store.
No, we
and the winner
not.
Gets a free coffee.
No, I'm not trying to get anybody to hurt themselves. Let's not do that. I don't encourage the crate challenge.
Ain't no coffee strong enough to fix them bones when they're broken.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive note. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, it's time for a positive note. Now, Charlamagne Yee, would y'all do the crate challenge?
No. Well, I'll do the beginner one that they have, though. It's two levels.
Two levels. That's it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a grown-ass man, and, you know, for all this talk of social engineering and population control and, you know, they're pushing an agenda, how the hell y'all just wake up one day and everybody doing crates? That don't make y'all think anything?
The first one I saw was the woman who pulled it off amazing and did it. I didn't know it was going to turn into a whole thing. I don't know where it even started from.
I'm cool.
And y'all cheating with the big crates, man. If you're going to do it, you got to use the small milk crates, not the big DJ crates.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to glue all the crates together.
And then I saw my dude, Andre Hale, he walked into Walmart, and when he went into Walmart, they had all the crates at the front of the store
for sale.
So they already know what time it is. It's just like, yo, y'all always screaming about agendas and social engineering and everything else, but boy, y'all make it easy for these people.
What's the next challenge? Maybe we should start one.
I don't know, but I guarantee you it ain't gonna be nothing productive. That's the sad part.
All right, let's come up with one.
All right. Hey, salute to, you know, our good folks at Untel Freedom and Black Voters Matter. They have the Make Good Trouble rally this Saturday at 10 a.m. on the Lincoln Memorial. The 28th is Saturday, right?
Yeah. It's also Angela Yee Day.
Yeah.
It's also the day that Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech.
I think that's why they're doing it on this day.
They are.
Yeah, but it's at the Lincoln Memorial, August 28th, the Make Good Trouble rally. Untel Freedom, Black Voters Matter, and 100 other partners, they're going to be in D.C., causing some good trouble, man. So if you care about protecting voting rights or canceling student debt, you know, ending police and gun violence and just defending civil liberties, you'll go join them, okay? Okay. Now, the positive note is simply this. Never sit so high that you belittle others, because God can always flip the script.
Unless you're standing on some crates.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.